Podcast fam, I am that Nigerian Christian docaholic, and this is another episode of Just Talk. So I have been out of here for the longest time, and I'm looking forward to coming back. I have my externship really soon, sometime in May, so it means that I get to take a break from law school, and I get to do a couple of extracurriculars that I did before. So you guys, I was sitting to pray and I just realized that there's something I've been struggling with. It has taken a toll on me. I don't know, I question everything these days, and I figured, well, come and share with these people, because I mean, as usual, we share our struggles, I share what I'm learning from the word of God, what I'm learning from my experiences with God, right? And I hope that it helps somebody. So recently I have been walking in fear, questioning every area of my life and whether it is the will of God, what God wants me to be here, what God wants me to do here. And there's just been a lot of all of those questions in my heart. And so it has made me self-seeking, in the sense that I am so focused on myself that all I do is worry or be fearful, even the prayers I make. Right, and so I'm not focused on God. I'm not even focused on the people that God has given me to pray for, or the things that God requires of me, right? And so that's been the point that I've been at. But then recently, I've started to pray about it, and I've started to study scriptures about it. And you guys, I learned from reading. So I'm reading this book by Pastor Emmanuel Irin, and the title of the book is Leading Seeks You, right? And I started reading the book of Ezekiel today, and a lot of things struck me from that book and from the book of Ezekiel. So Pastor Emmanuel Irin says to be more focused on God's ability and willingness to speak to us than our ability to hear from God. You know, sometimes when you're so focused on, am I hearing from God? Am I not hearing from God? Why am I not hearing from God? Is God saying this? It starts to cloud your judgment. For me, it has been with worry, with fear, with anxiety, and just with a lot of confusion and just self-focus. Every time I'm praying for myself, I'm always like, God, what have you said about this? Oh God, I'm confused about this. And it's just confused me so much, right? But Pastor Emmanuel Irin talks about how that we should be more focused on God's ability to speak to us, right? And that when you leave the focus from yourself and put it on God, you realize that God will go every length to speak to you. Now, don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying do not be receptive when God speaks to you. I'm not saying do not be obedient, because you know, people say to you that when you're obedient, you are more likely to know when God is speaking. But I think sometimes people say that God is always speaking and then it's our fault because we're not hearing. I'm starting to disagree with that school of thought or that philosophy, right? And I'm not saying God isn't always speaking or it's not our fault, it's our fault that we're not hearing, right? I'm just saying that God will go lengths to speak to you, and that's something I'm learning. Right, and God is not an author of confusion. I don't know why I'm saying this, I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you're going through something and you start questioning, am I here? Should I be here? What am I doing? God does not confuse you. If God wants to tell you something, there's no need for gimmicks, right? There's no need for fear. I don't think that God will want to give an instruction and the first feeling he would inspire you is fear. Now, I'm not saying that God will not make you do hard things. Sometimes the will of God will require that you do hard things, things that you ordinarily do not want to do, right? And it will be painful sometimes. But then I'm just saying to you that if you're always fearful, right, I think that you may need to go to God in prayer and ask God what the problem really is, right? And so I'm reading the book of Ezekiel today. In Ezekiel chapter 1, Ezekiel talks about his call from God. And Ezekiel is very vivid about his call from God. Mind you, I read a chapter of Leading Seeks You today, and I see examples of the lengths that God went to speak to people, right? There's a story of Balaam, who was called to curse the people of God, and all that transpired with his donkey, and how eventually the angel of the Lord was in the way. There's a story of Moses who was going about his regular business, and the angel of God appeared in a burning bush. And you see all of these illustrations, and I know that they are dramatic, but I think they convey the message about the lengths that God will go to speak to you, to speak to me, right? And so I'm just saying, do not be so self-focused, that you take your mind off the God that can speak to you and start being so fearful about everything that you're involved in. For instance, you're wrapping up with school as I am, with law school, and like, what would you have me do? Where would you have me live? Where would you have me be? And there's just all of those questions. And instead of them inspiring you to talk to God and be okay in God's leading, I say, God, if you want me here, you will lead me there. And trust that God, in fact, has the ability to lead you. You think that it's by your own ability. And so when it feels like you have not heard God, or when it feels like there has been nothing concrete, you start to just bother and start to be so worried all the time, right? And so really, I'm here to say to you, as I am learning, I am still learning this, but I find that when I talk about these things, they tend to stick more. Right? Because sometimes when I don't talk about them, it's like, there's head knowledge, but you've not explained it to someone, so you're not even sure what you really know, right? But when I talk about these things in my head, they stick more in my head. I am more convinced, right? So I am learning, and I hope that I can learn with you that God will lead you. God will lead me. It's something that I'm learning to confess. And God has gone many lengths to lead people. Yesterday I read a chapter of the book, and I think one of the messages was most unlikely people to hear from God, and yet they did hear from God. Think about Abraham, and think about the pagan king that took Abraham's wife. Think about Isaac, and think about the king of Egypt that took Isaac's wife, right? These were people who were not Christians. Think about Pharaoh and Joseph, and how God would reveal that there will be 7 years of famine and 7 years of plenty to a pagan king. Think of all of these things. Right? And you see that God will speak to you. I think, and this is such a strong message in my heart, it gives me such calmness. It takes away a lot of the worrying, a lot of the fear. I'm not even joking with you. Fear makes you imagine the worst scenarios, and that's where my mind has been at lately. I imagine unimaginable things, things that will not happen, things that cannot happen. And just as I talk about this, the reminder of something that my pastor said, that sometimes 7% of the things I worry about are things that will, I think he said 40% of the things I worry about are things that have already happened, 30% are things that will not happen, they don't have a chance of happening. And yet, it's you, child of God, that has the Spirit of God inside of you. You are spending so much time worrying, so much time being disturbed, so much time being perturbed, right? So I'm ending here. I don't have so much to say. I will feel I feel like a fraud because I've not been here for a while. And there's so much going on with Spotify. I've not figured that out, all of Spotify is saying about podcasts. But I'm ending here today, and I just wanted to end by saying that God will lead you, God will direct you if you let Him. If you trust Him, right, He will take you as far as He gets. Just let Him. Stop focusing on your ability to hear. Stop focusing on the fear. What if I'm not hearing from God? What if I'm not in the will of God? Focus on God. Do what you are doing. Take the next step. This is such an encouragement to my soul, because these are things that I've known, but things that I've forgotten. Maybe because I have not taken time to talk about them, or to think about them, or to renew my mind on the truth of God's word. And I'm saying to you that divine leading seeks you. God will lead you. God will guide you. Stop nitpicking. Stop being fearful. Stop worrying so much. If you don't know what to do, take the next step and trust in God. Trust me, God has the ability and the willingness to speak to you, and He can get your attention. Okay, fam, goodbye. I'm that Nigerian Christian Doholic, and it has been a while.